KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
You know how we do here on Wednesdays. It's Coastal Currents. It's brought to you by the fine people of Cocotat, whose gear will keep you dry and cozy, and your cozy will run so deep to the bones. Bayside Garden Supply, we thank them as well, because it's time for Coastal Currents. Let's bring up our guest. We've got Beth, not a guest, a host. Hey, Beth, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you have a good New Year?
I had a great New Year. How about yourself?
It was so good. I really can't even explain how great it was. So I'll just leave it there.
Right on.
Where were you? What were you doing?
I was in San Francisco.
Partying?
Partying, yes.
Who was playing? Why were you in San Francisco?
I saw Further.
You saw Further?
Yeah.
Was it that great?
It was. It was really fun. I've seen them a few times, and I really enjoy their shows.
Right on. Okay. Did you get in the Phil zone?
I was around a lot of people who did.
You got secondhand Phil zone?
It was pretty awful.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all year, literally. All right, well, why don't you set up what's going to happen?
Well, we're really lucky today because we have one of our staff to talk to us today. Our policy director, Jennifer Kalt, is with us. She's going to talk about an internship program that Baykeeper has been running with HSU, with their professor, Dr. Allison Purcell O'Dowd, who teaches an ecological restoration class.
Wait. Allison Purcell O'Dowd?
Correct.
I went to high school with her.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
She's like a homie of mine. That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Her class is really great. Her students are wonderful. And we've been working on restoration projects in Widow White Creek. Have you heard of Widow White Creek?
No, but I've heard of Allison, and I know that her creek restoration is her thing.
She is an all-star, really, and we're really lucky to be working with her. And for those of you who don't know what Widow White Creek is, it's a creek that's a tributary to the Lower Mad River in McKinleyville.
Oh, okay. It's not the one that creates the waterfall, is it?
No.
Okay.
But Jennifer has been working with HSU students from Allison's class, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the progress we made over the last 3 years.
Jen Kalt, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Have you ever been in the Phil zone?
Long time ago. We didn't call it that back then, so
no,
I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about, though.
I don't know what the kids call it these days. I just know that it involves bass solos. So so Jen Kalt of Baykeeper, tell me about what you're doing with these HSU interns and tell us how people could get involved.
Well, first of all, I want to say Mill Creek is the one with the waterfall.
Oh, thank you.
Widow White Creek is the one that comes out on the beach where the Mad River used to go north, but now it goes, the mouth is right near the outlet of Widow White Creek now. So if you're down on the beach there at the end of Marie Road, you will see the outlet of Widow White Creek there. So basically, Allison, that's funny, you went to high school with her.
She and her husband, they're just so rad, and they have the cute little twins. Have you met the twins?
I saw the twins, I think, when they were just babies.
Yes, Jasmine and Cassie. All right, enough about Allison.
The class is called Applied Ecological Restoration. And what's really cool about Allison's class, she's a professor at Humboldt State, and she specializes in studying urban creeks and the impacts on urban creeks and restoration of, to restore ecosystem function to those creeks. But what's really cool about this class is that it gets people out in the field with some of the numerous watershed scientists and water quality experts that work in the Humboldt County area. And so, they're getting out in the field and learning what scientists who actually do this work are doing, and they help them collect data. So we first had Widow White Creek on our radar because our citizen monitoring program found really high levels of fecal coliform in Widow White Creek.
Can we agree that that's definitely, like, on, at least me personally, that's on my top five list of least favorite coliforms?
Yeah, definitely.
No
thanks. They're nasty little things.
Yeah.
So anyway, Allison started this internship program with a variety of watershed scientists around the area, And Baykeeper thought that studying Widow White Creek would be really interesting because it's not really on most people's radar. You know, it's a tributary of the Mad River. It has, in the past at least, supported coho and steelhead and coastal cutthroat trout, but very little work has been done to study its condition and how to get it back to a state where it can support all those species again.
What's the nature of the creek? Is it like your typical sort of NorCal fern-lined tree-covered creek, or is it like going through neighborhoods, or what's the story of this creek?
Well, the upper watershed is on timberland, so I actually haven't been up there because, you know, it's behind locked gates. I'm not sure what it's like up there. Where I'm familiar with it, it's going through neighborhoods. It goes under Central Avenue right near the Humboldt Sanitation, the dump transfer station. And it goes behind a couple of RV parks and the school, McKinleyville High School. And it goes behind the 76 station. A lot of people might know where that is on Murray.
Sure, yeah.
101. So it's very heavily impacted by urban development, and 25% of the watershed is characterized as dense urban. So it's got a lot of problems related to stormwater runoff from all that pavement and from a very narrow and very damaged riparian area. So there's a lot of erosion, too much water going through really fast and during storms because it just runs right off the pavement and, you know, isn't permeating into the ground. So that's caused a lot of erosion. It's, you know, made really deep channels, really, really bad conditions for fish. But what's really interesting that the students have really highlighted in their studies is that the downstream study site that they have has better water quality and better habitat conditions than the upper ones, which is really unusual. That's not usually the way it is. Things usually get worse and worse as you go downstream in a little creek like this. The reason for that is that Redwood Community Action Agency has done a lot of restoration work in the downstream section, which, so where the hole or the gap in the Hammond Trail used to be, Redwood Community Action Agency recently completed that trail, put a bridge over the creek, but previous to that, they had also done a lot of restoration work to basically bolster the stream bank so it wouldn't erode so much, planting willows and stuff and creating fish habitat. Sort of like, it's called bioengineering, and it's, you know, basically what beavers used to do.
We put those hardworking beavers out of work.
Well, and in fact, there are still beavers around here. I've seen their dams on the lower part of Widow White Creek, and if you walk along the Mad River in the estuary, you'll see their sticks.
Seriously?
All over the place. There's beavers somewhere around here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Google map of Widow White Creek, and it looks, yeah, I mean, clearly that's an urban area for a large part of the important part downstream there. How do you know when it's successful? Like, what kind of fish counts do you have to see coming upstream?
Well, I think at this point, any fish would probably be an improvement.
So you see a fish, and you're like, we did it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's a hard question to answer, but Widow White Creek is a long ways from having healthy fish populations, I can tell you that much. You know, Allison's class has brought a lot more attention to Widow White Creek. I just recently learned the Humboldt Fish Action Council has done some restoration work in there with another class at HSU, so they're removing English ivy, and, you know, they're just getting a lot more attention to this creek in particular, and which is great.
I swear to God, I'm trying to visualize this creek here. Is this the creek that's on the Hammond Trail where you can take like a little scenic detour and go down some planked boardwalking and you go into this gorgeous little creek valley? That's not Widow White Creek, is it?
If you're talking about the one that's north of Marie Road, yeah, that is.
Okay.
Redwood Community Action Agency has put a bunch of interpretive signs along the trail.
Yeah, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Widow White Creek, all right.
Because I was running there once, and I'd never been on that part of the trail, and I just remember thinking, I can't freaking believe that this is in the middle of McKinleyville. Like, you feel like you're in the jungle. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
Oh.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, okay. Forget. I'll delete this from the podcast. More information, I reckon they would call Humboldt State and ask for Allison Purcell O'Dowd, or they call Baykeeper, or how can students get some credit for this? Sign up for the class?
Yeah, exactly. The students in the class, it's a senior class project, basically, for the class. So anyone who's taking that class who might be interested should definitely contact us at Baykeeper. And if anybody's just generally interested in the project and Widow White Creek in general, I just posted a bunch of information to our website, and you can go read all about Widow White Creek and our internship program there.
Right on. Well, that has been super fun to hear about, and I'm going to go back there and check it out because it's super gorgeous, and I think everybody should check out that part of the Hammond Trail, if not the whole thing. Beth, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I thought it would be interesting to add that anyone who went to McKinleyville High, that creek that runs behind the high school, that's a part of the creek that we're talking about. So, you know, that creek from what you're talking about down by where you went for a run versus what it looks like up by the high school, you know, it changes quite a bit. So there's definitely a lot more work that needs to get done, and we look forward to keeping on working with HSU.
Is that where the Mac High students would go cut class? Sit down
exactly.
There.
They have a fence broken right there, and they'd all trump through. We actually worked last year with Eagle Scout, who one of his projects was to create a bridge that went over there, over the creek, that is, so that when people would go and skip class, they would go over the bridge rather than walking through the creek.
Well, this Coastal Currents, it's got something for everyone. We've got delinquency. We've got high school friends. We've got uplifting and hopeful episode and good news and teamwork and RCAA and HSU and internships. This is definitely the best Coastal Currents of 2012. Without.
Yay!
One more thing.
Yes?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Best left-handed guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we're going to get to some Jimi Hendrix. Thank you, Jen Colt. Thank you, Beth Werner. You guys have a great
Thank
day,
you.
And I'll catch you next week, Beth.
All right, take care, Mike.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Prince, let's do that.
This has been a KHUM.